A Stanley County School Board election will be held on June 4th, 2024. Four people are running for 2 3-year terms. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. I interviewed all four candidates and asked them the same two questions. As you listen, I'll give the question, and then you'll hear each candidate's answer. Candidate order is alphabetical by last name, and their responses have not been edited. Question 1. What connection do you currently have to the Stanley County School District? Why is now a good time for you to serve on the Stanley County School Board? Incumbent candidate Sean Cronin.
I am a lifelong resident of Stanley County School District. I graduated back in 2000, and my children currently attend Stanley County. We're proud to be SC. This is my 6th year serving on the board. I have been president in the past, and I'm currently vice president now. Now is the right time for me to maintain my position on the board because I bring the perspective of history of where we have been and the vision of what we need to do to continue to succeed and grow as a district. Our facilities are in need of updates, and we need to continue to be fiscally responsible while maintaining them. My experience in the construction industry brings a perspective that others do not have.
Candidate Patricia Duffy.
Well, I have 4 kids, and they have all gone through Stanley County schools from kindergarten on up. 3 have graduated, including one just 2 weeks ago, and then I have one still in high school. I was also the Stanley County High School Secretary for 7 years, and I have to say, I love this school. I really love this school. It is a small school that gets big results, and I just think it's an outstanding place. It has been an outstanding place for my kids. And I feel when I was secretary, I was able to make a contribution in some small way to the school, and I don't work there anymore, but I still am very, very interested in the school, of course. And I just feel that I could make a contribution again as a school board member, and that's why I'm running.
Incumbent candidate Mitch Kleinsasser.
I'm a Stanley County graduate. I've lived in Fort Pierre on and off for the last, I don't know, 14 or 15 years I've lived in Fort Pierre. Why I want to stay on the school board is there's a few things that we've started that I'd really like to see finished.
Candidate Shirley Swanson.
Well, I began teaching 6th grade in Stanley County in the fall of 1979. Since then, I've primarily been a middle school teacher, on occasion a high school teacher, teaching German. I've been the one-act play assistant director for over 20 years. I've been offered that position again next year as well, even though I did retire last May, but I spent much of this school year as a substitute teacher. And our son was a Stanley County Buffalo who graduated in 2010. And why is now a good time to be on the board for me? I have several reasons. I've had 45 years of teaching in our district, and I think I can bring an understanding of the needs of our kids, our staff, and our patrons that no other candidate can possibly have. I believe that only when one is really in the trenches can you appreciate all the moving parts of an organization. I've also served as president of the Teachers Association for 25 years, over that probably. So I'm familiar with the issues staff find important to them. I've been attending school board meetings for most of those 45 years I've been employed by the district. And I believe I have a very clear understanding of how a school board should operate. And I'm relatively knowledgeable about the funding that's available to us. So that's why I think it's a good time for me to attempt to be on the school board.
Question 2. If you are elected or reelected, whichever the case may be, what are 2 things happening in the Stanley County School District that you'd like to focus on? Whether that be something positive you'd like to see more of, something maybe that you'd like to see improved, just 2 things happening that you would like to focus on. Incumbent candidate Sean Cronin.
My first focus is to maintain fiscal responsibility of the district without raising taxes. As mentioned before, our facilities are in need of upkeep and modernization. We need to continue to plan ahead with capital outlay plan. That's one thing that I've been pushing for since I've been a board member. And as a board, we need to maintain the vision of improvement without unnecessary spending. My second focus is to ensure our students are receiving a quality education. That's a big thing. As a board, we approve policy, budget, and the hiring of the superintendent who oversees the district, including the staff. For our students to thrive, we need to hire and maintain staff that will promote and maintain the Stanley County culture of success. With my own children attending Stanley County, it is very important to me that they receive the best education possible to be successful in their future of being a contributing member to society. I am asking for your vote on June 4th for re-election to the Stanley County School Board.
Candidate Patricia Duffy.
You know, first of all, I think the school is on a really positive trajectory. If there are two issues that I think a lot about, they are the two issues that were identified when the school did a needs assessment process about 5-6 years ago, and I think they're still relevant. And those two issues are rigor and culture. Rigor being we just need to be very serious and rigorous about everything we're doing at the school. Academics, extracurriculars, everything we're doing, we need to be pushing ourselves to do better and be more rigorous. And culture, I think, is really important also. I think, you know, Stanley County just needs to be a place where people want to be, where kids want to come to school, where teachers want to come to work. Culture is being a place where people feel that they are part of something bigger than themselves. And I think Stanley County has traditionally had a really great culture, and it's important to who we are, and it's important to who we are as part of this community. And so those would be my two issues. Everything that I think about would probably somehow go through the lens of those two issues, rigor and culture. How can we improve the rigor of the school, and how can we improve the culture of the school? And again, I think we are on a really positive trajectory, but I think no matter where you are on that trajectory, these are the issues I would be thinking about.
Incumbent candidate Mitch Kleinsasser.
One positive thing is our ACT prep class for students. I think that's very important to keep it going. Teacher retention is really good right now. We did not have many resignations this school year, which is really important for our students and moving forward in it. We've worked over the last 3 years and have finished up redoing the board policies, which really streamlined things and made them more in compliance with the state, with the associated school boards and things. Two things that we need to continue addressing are, and these are common things, buildings and grounds, keep improving the appearance of our schools, I should say, and focusing on test scores. Our elementary students do wonderful on tests and the standardized testing, and then there's a little fall off there in the middle school and high school, and we need to look at that a little closer.
Candidate Shirley Swanson.
Well, it's been quite a few years since our district had invested in the upgrading of our school, the facility in particular. And this is where our staff and our community's kids spent a great deal of their time. But last fall, we greatly improved the appearance of the lawn in front of the high school. This summer, we're installing new flooring in the high school, and we are going to be renovating our shop building as well. And I think those are all positive things. For years, I maintained that our kids deserve the best we can afford to give them, both in design and in educational instruction. And I would like to encourage the district to continue in that direction, and will advocate, if elected, for those improvements so our citizens can truly say they are proud to be SC. As far as correcting anything, I would like to see our district try to improve communicating and involving our community and patrons more. I think it's pretty easy to forget that not every community member has a child in our school. And I think it's up to the district to make sure all facets of the community feel as though they are welcome and that their concerns are recognized. So those are the two things I would like to commend and work on. I would also like to, unless you have further questions, I'd like to end this conversation by adding, in those 45 years, I have taught two generations of students. Those students have become my kids, and they'll always be my kids. I've seen them learn, and I've seen them grow. I've been to their graduations, their weddings, their baby showers, and sadly, sometimes their funerals. Decades later, those kids call me if they need something. I think I've made a connection with those students and their families, and I believe I have the strength, the determination, and the heart to help make SC a place where our parents, our students, and our staff will be proud to be part of our system.
Polls for the Stanley County School Board election on June 4th will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Vote centers will be at the Hayes Hall in Hayes, at the McQuistian Farmstead on Highway 1806 North, and at the Community and Youth Involved Center in Fort Pierre. Thank you for listening to this DRG Media Group Beyond the Mic podcast featuring the candidates for the Stanley County School Board election. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.